Hi, folks. Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Or feel free to go to our website, sallison.com, and you can listen to any and all of our shows. Have a great day. Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Rodney Fleming with me. He's going to talk to us about a huge concern for all of us, water. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo. For all your tree diagnostic needs, call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, I'm Jeremy with Concho Valley Foundation Repair. As you know, everything begins with a solid foundation. Whether it's your children, your business, or your faith, a good foundation makes it strong and able to stand the test of time. The same thing goes for your house. Without a strong foundation, it's just a matter of time before you start seeing cracks in the walls and doors that won't shut. That's just the beginning of your problems. Concho Valley Foundation Repair is a family-owned company that offers solutions to shifting foundations. We're registered contractors with over 20 years' experience, and we're bonded with the City of San Angelo. We're members of the San Angelo Chamber of Commerce, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Nobody else in town can say that. At Concho Valley Foundation Repair, we offer peace of mind to our clients, and we even offer warranties that last a lifetime. So make sure you have a strong foundation for you and your family. Call Concho Valley Foundation Repair at 227-3758 for a free estimate. That's 227-3758. Remember, everything begins with a solid foundation.
Hi, folks. Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Or feel free to go to our website, sallison.com, and you can listen to any and all of our shows. Have a great day. Welcome back to Real Estate News. I'm your host, Scott Olson. Rodney, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I know you've got a big election coming up.
Yes.
You know, one thing that we've always done in the real estate office, I take the whole office during our Tuesday meeting. Uh-huh. And the main reason is it seems like on a Saturday, something comes up and you can't get there to vote, even though I want to.
Right.
You know, you don't. So we always try to early vote. So I certainly encourage everybody to try to get out.
The voter turnout has been super low the last two elections, lower than it's ever been.
How many things are we voting on this time?
Well, we're voting for three different city council positions.
Is that the only thing?
District 1, District 3, and District 5.
Okay. So, folks, you know what I'm saying? If you don't like the way things are done, get out there and vote.
Yes, for sure.
But let's get back to water. And, Roddy, I know y'all have been working diligently and a huge concern for everybody in our community.
Yes. I'm having a hard time getting this through to everybody that this is the most important issue that San Angelo's ever faced in our history. And, if we don't have water, we don't have a community. So we've got to do the right things here and make sure that we're setting ourselves up for a good future.
Well, and I appreciate you doing it. What I understand, if we get to a certain level on drought, Goodfellow has to go.
Yeah.
So you were talking about disastrous and Ethicon.
Yeah, we still do have a good bit of time on that. With the amount of water that we've banked on the Hickory, we could go almost 5 years without having any other water source. We're going to have other water sources in place before 5 years, though.
That is absolutely perfect. I know this. Everybody goes, well, Scott, why hasn't this been taken care of 30 years ago?
that's a million-dollar question.
And I think that was the answer, a million-dollar. Yeah. The money.
It was the money. And now what people have to realize is that, somebody has to pay for these things, and it's come to us, and now we're going to have to pay. And our rates are going to go up. Right now, we're almost $1 million down in our water fund for the city. And that's because we are conserving water. We're selling less water, therefore we have less money coming in. So something has to give there. We want to conserve water, but we also have to make sure that we pay all our employees, we pay for our infrastructure on all our water pipelines and our streets.
So it's kind of like a double-edged sword, isn't it?
It's very much a double-edged sword.
Man, the water deal, I know it's just so huge in what we're doing. So let's talk about the Hickory. I've heard so many things. And in fact, I heard a story. You were talking to some people about, well, you drank this water. And, and of course, they were like giving you a hard time. But talk to us about that.
Well, the Hickory, you know, we've had the rights to the Hickory for well over 30 years. We've been in lawsuits on and off on the Hickory for over 20 years. And this water, it's not bad water. It does have the radium in it. And now the TCEQ has changed how much radium you can have in the water. So it's become much more stringent on their inspections. And so you have to filter at a different level. This, I'm not saying that the radium is good. It's not good. It's not good for us. But again, tens of thousands of people have grown up on that water down there that wasn't filtered at all. And I don't think there's any, you know, long-lasting, devastating effects on those people.
But you said it wasn't filtered. But when it comes to San Angelo, yes, what's going to happen then?
It is going to get filtered. In fact, the next couple of days, it will start blending. We're going to start out with a 10-to-1 blend. And the reason a lot of people say, well, why would you do 10-to-1? Why wouldn't you do the 5-to-1? The state actually approved us to do a 5-to-1 blend. Well, the reason why we're doing a 10-to-1 blend is we're trying to use up all the water that we have from Ivy. And if we start blending all the water that we have rights to in Ivy. And so when Ivy does run out, there's no water, so we won't have any rights to that. So we have the Hickory. We have the water down there. So it's important. Ricky has this planned out really – Ricky Dixon at the water treatment plant has this planned out real good where we'll use up all the water we have rights to up on Ivy before we switch to go into a 5-to-1 blend on the Hickory.
So you're saying 5-to-1 versus a 10-to-1. So we're using 10 times more of our water than one. Okay,
yeah, 10 million gallons to 1 million gallon of Hickory. So you use our water, it's just 10 times the amount. But once we go online and the filtration plan is done, which is supposed to be November the 1st, hopefully that we get there, we won't be doing a blending. It'll be straight the Hickory coming out of it, and it will be filtered, and it'll be probably better than the water that we have now.
Well, and folks, we've been here, Brandon, you've been here a long time. I've been here a whole long time. Yeah. You know, folks, our water has never been the best in the world. I mean, you know, I've always said that the two worst things was trying to get in and out of our airport and the water. And that's just a fact.
Yeah, our water's never been good tasting. It's always been extremely hard. And, you know, several of the projects, the other projects we're working on, I'd like to talk about today, two of them are the Red Arroyo project, which that's another project that was identified over 20 years ago. This project was identified over 20 years ago, and it would have cost us a lot less to do it back then. We're kind of going back and forth with the engineers and the experts on this of how much water that will yield. And what the Red Arroyo project is, the Red Arroyo runs through the center of our city. It's not considered a river or a creek. It's just an arroyo. So the state of Texas says that we can have rights to that, and we can capture what we have rights to the amount of water that we have, which could be immediately, it could be up to 5,000 acre feet, which is one-third of the amount of water we use in a year. But the experts are saying, they're going back and forth. One set of experts are saying it's going to be closer to 1,500 acre feet, and the other experts are saying it's going to be 10,000 acre feet. So we've gotten those two groups together. Last week they had a meeting in Austin, and we're trying to get them to figure out the data. Both groups were looking at different data. We want them all to be looking at the same data. So we've got the groups together. We're going to put it together and try to figure out exactly how much we could yield on that.
Yeah, Ronnie, how would you capture that water?
Well, what they do is they would create a small lake that'll be down by the water treatment plant. It'll be a little over 100 acres.
And where's the water treatment plant going to be?
The water treatment plant is actually down by the Lone Wolf Bridge.
Okay.
That's right there. It's where it's always been down there. And That lake would be about 100 acres, and it would have basically, it's a real, this project is not a huge like building project. It's actually an earth moving project. We would have to move 100 acres worth of dirt from one side of the field to the other side of the field and create a small lake over there. It would only have, it'd have a big mechanical gate on it that would open up. We'd capture it like when it rains and we have big storms, it would capture the amount of water that we're able to use in each one of those storms. So that's one of the projects we're talking about moving forward on for sure.
And the Red Arroyo, I mean, we were talking, that's what it goes across College Hills, that whole area, all the way down there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't realize Natural is a man-made lake.
Yes.
WTU built that lake for their cooling system.
Right.
So this is just, to me, as a non-sayer here, sounds like a smart idea.
Yeah. The expert, you know, that one set of experts are saying that it's between 10,000 and 11,000 acre-feet that drops through the bottom. In the last 50 years, on average, they're saying that that's about how much has dropped through the bottom of the gates going back into the Concho at the bottom of the Red Arroyo. And that's huge. That's two-thirds of the amount of water we use a year. Now, we don't have rights to that amount. We don't have rights to 5,000 acre-feet. But one-third. And what I'm trying to do and what we're trying to do as a council is we're trying to do kind of a spoke effect where we have multiple ways of going about this, multiple ways of getting water. We don't want to put all our eggs in one basket. We want to have, you know, the Arroyo. And the next thing I'm going to talk about, I don't know if we're about to go to break or not, but is the reclaimed water. That's the other thing, and that's a really big deal. And actually, next week, I'm going to Big Spring to see their reclaimed water plant. It's one of the best reclaimed water plants in the nation. It was copied from a plant that was in South Africa, and it's one of the best construction and design plants in the whole world. So this, and what reclaimed water is basically is water that we reuse from the sewer treatment plant. It doesn't sound real appealing, but the amount of filtration and work that goes into the water, it actually will taste way better than the water we have now, and we will be way softer than the water we have now. And the way that we're talking about doing it is it'll go through, we'll build another plant to filter it. It'll be by the filtration plant down there now, and it will loop back around to Lake Nasworthy. This has a really good secondary effect to us as a city. Is if we got it running right and got it going good, we could be pumping 5 million gallons a day back into Lake Nasworthy. So that would help keep the lake up. Where, and we all know how vital the lake is to our, you know, our economy. We get a lot of people visiting us and all the vacation homes out there and everything. It would really be a nice secondary effect to keep that lake more at a constant level.
Well, I want to address this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but Rodney, this is some really good information. I appreciate you being here. I'm learning a lot, folks, and I know you appreciate it. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, I'm Jeremy with Concho Valley Foundation Repair. As you know, everything begins with a solid foundation. Whether it's your children, your business, or your faith, a good foundation makes it strong and able to stand the test of time. The same thing goes for your house. Without a strong foundation, it's just a matter of time before you start seeing cracks in the walls and doors that won't shut. That's just the beginning of your problems. Concho Valley Foundation Repair is a family-owned company that offers solutions to shifting foundations. We're registered contractors with over 20 years' experience, and we're bonded with the City of San Angelo. We're members of the San Angelo Chamber of Commerce, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Nobody else in town can say that. At Concho Valley Foundation Repair, we offer peace of mind to our clients, and we even offer warranties that last a lifetime. So make sure you have a strong foundation for you and your family. Call Concho Valley Foundation Repair at 227-3758 for a free estimate. That's 227-3758. Remember, everything begins with a solid foundation.
Hi folks, Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Or feel free to go to our website, sallison.com, and you can listen to any and all of our shows. Have a great day. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Rodney, and so far I'm learning a ton, folks. I mean, you can tell he's been working his tail off trying to help us. To me, the most important thing, other than oxygen, is the water, and that's how huge it is. Rodney, keep going. Tell us, this is cool, because we have places, we have boats, we do the Nazareth, we enjoy it too. I've never seen in my time as bad as Nazareth is right now.
Well, and unfortunately, I believe it's going to get much worse this summer. I really think that we're now the public is really going to start seeing the problems that we're dealing with and on this water and the restrictions that we're about to go in. We'll probably go into stage three next month, the end of May, in June sometime. But this reclaimed water project, this is an awesome project. Big Spring, like I said, is one of the first in Texas for sure, and one of the first in the country that took the reclaimed water and actually using it for drinking water. Now, a bunch of cities in the state of Texas have been using reclaimed water for years, like probably over a decade, but they've been using it for irrigation and watering plants and trees and things like that. They haven't been using it for human consumption. Well, this plant in Big Springs, it took them over 10 years from conception to finish to build it. And the main reason was there was a lot of lawsuits that were involved in construction of this plant up there. A lot of groups came out of the woodwork and suing over this and everything. They got it done. The newest plant in the state of Texas, the second plant to open, is opening in Wichita Falls, and it opens actually next week.
Because Wichita Falls has been drought 4.
Yeah. Wichita Falls is way worse than I wouldn't say way worse, but they're worse than we are.
They've been in a long time. Couldn't wash your cars.
No. They're going, their reclaim plant opens next May 1st, next week, and this plant they started from start to finish on their construction project was 2 years. Construction was 10 months. 10 months, people. And if we could get the same group, you know, if one of those groups like that came down here and we could get it done, hopefully we could get it through, push through that fast also. TCEQ is on board with the state of Texas, and they know how bad our water is and how desperate we are in need of water, and they're pushing these big projects through and getting it done. The lawsuits have been made a minimum. We are really going to take advantage of Big Spring and Wichita Falls. All the groups that kind of hit them first, we'll have a lot fewer groups that'll hit us on this plant that we're talking about doing here. This is our future, people. All major cities in the state of Texas within the next 20 years, every city will be using reclaimed water for consumption.
What is it, waste not, want not?
That's right. And what Ricky is saying, in the wintertime right now, we use about 10 million gallons a day. Well, we could right off the bat probably, if we build it the way we want to build it, we could get between 5 million and 7 million gallons back.
Wow.
Back.
Wow.
So it's a huge deal. It's not a fancy looking or sexy looking deal, because most people are turned off by it when they hear it. But it's a project that, you know, it's the way of the future, and they've got the filtration down right now where it's much, much better. And by us filtering it at the plant and then sending it back to Lake Nazareth, it blends back in the water at Lake Nazareth. Then it comes back through our front door and it gets filtered again. It's a double filtration process. So it's all blended all back together, and I think that we need to get this done as fast as we can.
Rodney, I'm on board 100% with you. I mean, when you think about it, it sounds, blah, blah, blah. But you know what, folks? Drive over the bridge and look at our lake right now. Right. I don't know if you caught that. Rodney said it's going to go back to Nazworthy. Mm-hmm. That's our drinking water source.
Right.
You know, and there's a reason they call it nasty water forever and ever, which the dredge helped it a lot, too. But this is something, I think you're right, especially San Antonio, your big city, Austin.
All of them.
They're going to have to.
Well, and what's funny is Houston has been getting all their drinking water out of the Trinity for decades. Well, Dallas drops all their sewer water into the Trinity there. And most people don't realize this. All the experts know. So Houston has been drinking that water. It goes through the filtration process and everything. But all the water from Dallas's sewer plants drops into the Trinity, goes down the Trinity, and goes into Houston. So everybody's been doing it. It's just a matter of, it's a mind thing more than it is anything. If you can just get it out of your mind, and it's going to be blended so much anyways that it's not going to be a big deal. Next week, I'm going to take a tour of the Big Spring plant up here.
And thank you for doing stuff like that.
And I'm gonna take pictures of me drinking the water straight out. Big Spring's plant is a little different than most of the other plants have come on board. Big Spring loops their water. They filter their plant. It loops it back around to the front door, and it goes right back in the front door. It doesn't have that secondary stage where it goes to a lake, blends in with the lake, and then comes back through the front door. So it's looping back around like direct. They only serve about 2 million. They get about 2 million gallons a day off the Big Spring plant. The Wichita Fall plant is supposed to get a lot more than that, closer to what we are going to want to get off of this. The biggest thing that we're going to have pushback on is the money. This project will be Wichita Falls. They're saying it's going to come in right at $14 million. Well, if we look at what we just spent, $120 million on the Hickory, but the amount of water that we could get back out of this plant and the filtration and everything, and it's free water, we're not paying for it in the front. We're actually reusing the water we've already got. It'll be a lot cheaper water than what we can do on other projects.
Well, you know, a lot of people, Roddy, they don't realize, fact is fact, we're in a desert. We live in a desert. It is what it is.
Yes.
And you, when you live in that climate, you know, you do what it takes to make it work.
That's right.
We have, and I still think our town is one of the best towns in the whole world.
Oh,
I think we have some of the best people. You know, you go places and people say, oh, is this a joke? Were these people really this nice? And, I mean, go to the grocery store. Hell, half the people, if you know them or don't know them, you're all talking and visiting, and you got your ups and downs. And
right.
But you know what? If people like you aren't thinking ahead, which it hasn't happened for the last 50 years, mm-hmm. That's why we're in a situation we're in right now.
That's right. And we've got to pay for it now. And we've got to move forward.
And our children don't need to have to deal
with
it.
That's right. I'm doing this for my kids and your kids and our grandkids. You know, we need to keep moving this project forward as much. The last project that I want to talk about real briefly is the long-term water project that we're working on right now. We have two sources that we're working on. One of them is the Val Verde, which has been made public. Everybody knows about. The second source, I can't discuss where it's at, but it's also a very viable source, and it's good water. Of course, the Val Verde water is probably the best water in the state of Texas.
And great drinking water.
It tastes super good. It's super clean. It'll be really easy to filter. And there's a huge – that aquifer down there is huge. It's one of the biggest in the world. And so if we could get either one of those projects to go through, that would be great. But the bad thing is we're in the very early stages on that. And even if, when we do get it all negotiated out with source that we go to, it's going to take us 7 to 10 years because we've got to get the easements and the right-of-ways. And both of those sources are well over 150 miles. And people say, well, 150 miles doesn't sound that long. Well, it is a long ways when you're doing a pipeline, and especially the pipeline that we're talking about doing. The good thing is we're in the West Texas Water Partnership Alliance with our partners, and we'll divide the cost on that. This project, though, has been estimated to be between $600 million and $1 billion. $1 billion. It will be the largest water project ever in the state of Texas. And we have to have partners for this. In fact, we're talking to a couple other cities out here that will come in with us. We need as many cities.
Is that with Midland or Odessa, too?
Yeah. Odessa, but not Midland.
Okay.
We're talking with as many cities as we can right now to try to come in on this. The CRMWD has not agreed to come in with us on the partnership yet, but I hope that we can work something out that's beneficial for them and us on this project.
Well, one reason I wanted you to come on and talk about the water, people email us and send in questions to the radio station, send in stuff to the real estate office, and one of them was, why don't we have a pipeline bringing water to us? And I was like, that's what they're doing right now.
Right.
So a little bit, would you go in depth a little bit on the Hickory? You know, everybody says the Hickory, I think we're kind of pass off, but it's a actual pipeline that yes. comes from...
Right outside in McCullough County, which is outside of Brady, it actually runs along Highway 87 there. You can see it if you look over to the south side of the road, you can see it between Eden and San Angelo. You can see it most of the way running there, and you can kind of tell where it is. There's a lift station. There's a big roadside park right outside of Eden, about 10 miles. There's a huge lift station right there, and that's kind of the peak of the hill right there, because the water coming from McCullough has to be pumped uphill to that point right there by that rest stop, and then it's actually a gravity flow. It's downhill from the rest of the way to San Angelo, so it goes downhill from there. So that was, about a 70-mile or so pipeline that was involved in that, and it was $120 million. But the pipelines we're talking about doing are in totally different areas. It's going to be a lot different on the digging and the easements, and it's going to be twice as long, more than twice as long.
Do we actually have to pay for the water? I know we have the rights, but we still have to pay for it.
Yes, we do.
So back to your, and I'm with you. The thought of it is always the thought of the reclaimed water, but it makes sense. We're paying for this water.
Yes.
So if we can actually pay for it once and use it twice,
right.
That does make sense.
It knocks it way down, and it makes the water a lot cheaper on that end. The reclaimed water will never be sustainable on just reclaimed water. That's just, again, that's another spoke in our wheel on what we're doing on that. So we do have to have water coming in to do that, because you can't just keep reclaiming that water, because they use chemicals to clean that water in the first filtration plant. So you've got to have other waters that are coming in with it. So using the Hickory and using that, and then if we get this long-term source of one of these long-term sources, we'd be great. In fact, if we get one of those two long-term sources, they're saying the amount of water that we'd get off of that is the amount of water that we use in a year. I mean, it would cover all of our, like, if we didn't have anything else, it would work on that. So we really want to get one of those long-term water sources also.
So right now what y'all are working on is we've got the hickory, and then I know it comes to a plant, and that's going to, and that plant's going to be ready hopefully November 1st. So that should be on site. Second, we're talking about the reclaimed water. Mm-hmm. Is that anywhere in the near future?
Yeah, we're trying. And in fact, probably in the next month, we'll be bringing it to city council to ask for the study to be starting on it. And we're going to move forward on it pretty quick. When it gets rolling, it will move very, very quickly. It's not going to be like the Arroyo. The Arroyo is going to take us a little bit of time to figure out whether we can do that or not.
Well, and you brought up a question, and I'm just like everybody else. I pay my taxes, and I complain about it every time I pay them, you know, just like everybody else. Yeah. But, folks, this is one situation, and Ronnie, you said it hadn't been done because of the money. This is where we all belly up to the table. We pay for our quality of life here, which is extremely high. This is something that we have to have.
Yeah, we have to have this, and we are going to have to pay for this. And our water bills are going to go up because as we are conserving water, which we want to conserve, we're losing money as a city, and when we start losing money, we have to start cutting services. Well, cutting services usually means your streets don't get repaired, your main water lines don't get repaired, even more so than they haven't been repaired in the past. We don't want that, so those fees are probably going to go up a little bit over time. The good thing is we do have a lot of oil field traffic coming into the city right now and have a lot of those guys bringing a lot of extra money in, but we don't know. That could stop tomorrow. You know, I just read an article this morning about that, how much slower it's been in the last 6 months.
Yeah, and we know it's going to stop sometime. When is it going to be? Today, tomorrow, 5 years, 10 years? Who knows?
That's right.
But to not prepare is asinine. Rodney, me and you have been friends for a lot of years, and
yes,
I want to tell you right now from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate, I know for a fact how hard you're working for the city of San Angelo, putting your effort in it, your heart into it, and I hope everything goes great this coming week for you. But again, I just want to say thank you, and I think a lot of us here in San Angelo want to say thank you for what you're doing and trying to keep our community being in the great community we have.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm just one of seven, so the council that we have in place, especially after this election, we're probably going to have at least one new member. You've really got to get involved in politics now. A lot of people don't realize this is kind of tipping point on our nation coming up, not just our city, but our nation. You need to make sure that you've got people up there that are working for you.
So go vote.
That's right.
Go vote. Folks, we appreciate you listening. If you missed any of this, I think that Roddy brought us some great information. You can go to sallison.com and click on Radio Show, and this will be highlighted San Angelo Water. So go to it if you want it. Roddy brought some great points up. I think the city council is doing a great job and doing what should have been done a long time ago. But appreciate everything the city council is doing. Y'all have a great day.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo. For all your tree diagnostic needs, call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, I'm Jeremy with Concho Valley Foundation Repair. As you know, everything begins with a solid foundation. Whether it's your children, your business, or your faith, a good foundation makes it strong and able to stand the test of time. The same thing goes for your house. Without a strong foundation, it's just a matter of time before you start seeing cracks in the walls and doors that won't shut. That's just the beginning of your problems. Concho Valley Foundation Repair is a family-owned company that offers solutions to shifting foundations. We're registered contractors with over 20 years' experience, and we're bonded with the City of San Angelo. We're members of the San Angelo Chamber of Commerce, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Nobody else in town can say that. At Concho Valley Foundation Repair, we offer peace of mind to our clients, and we even offer warranties that last a lifetime. So make sure you have a strong foundation for you and your family. Call Concho Valley Foundation Repair at 227-3758 for a free estimate. That's 227-3758. Remember, everything begins with a solid foundation.
Hi, folks. Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Or feel free to go to our website, sallison.com, and you can listen to any and all of our shows. Have a great day.